This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma remains in office after making it through a no-confidence test in the parliament yesterday. That secret vote was more narrowly in his favor than expected, with some 40 lawmakers from Zuma's own African National Congress, ANC party, supporting the motion. Zuma has been the focus of a series of corruption allegations stretching back more than a decade. Well, how has this bitter political fight affected that nation's economy? Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
South Africa has long been one of the continent's top economies, but right now it's hurting.
Part of that can be attributed to political uncertainty.
John Campbell is a senior fellow for Africa Policy Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations. He says relative to the rest of the continent, corruption in South Africa is low, but the nation has a free press, so...
Corruption is an overt and public issue in a way that it isn't elsewhere.
Zuma's critics say an Indian-born business family, the Guptas, have far too much influence over his administration. Margaret McMillan, a professor at Tufts, says one concrete example is a lavish wedding for one of the Guptas' daughters 4 years ago.
They landed the plane with all the visitors for the wedding in an Air Force base. People see that, and it's pretty scandalous.
She says South Africa's economy is strong enough to withstand scandal, but it isn't immune. Immediately after the vote on Tuesday, the country's currency, the rand, fell 1.5% against the dollar. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Depending on how you count, either Nigeria, Egypt, or South Africa is Africa's largest economy. The International Monetary Fund gives that title to South Africa at the moment.